Thursday, June 19, 2008, she in scrap with unification activist. Private meeting. The outgoing representative to Japan visited the former president who appointed him yesterday, but their staff declined to comment on the conversation. The Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, yesterday expressed regret after outgoing representative to Japan, Xu Sikai, was struck by a protester, saying the Chinese Nationalist Party, KMT, was partly responsible for the incident. A man who claimed to be a member of the Pro-Unification Patriot Association, 爱国同心会, elbowed Xu outside the building where former President Chen Shui-bian has his office. Xu visited Chen yesterday afternoon after the envoy was recalled on Saturday by the KMT administration over a dispute with Japan concerning a boat collision near the Diaoyutai Islands. President Ma Ying-jeou said on Tuesday that he would accept Xu's resignation. Xu was appointed by Chen. Staff at Xu and Chen's office declined yesterday to say what they had discussed. DPP spokesman Zheng Wen-chan said Xu had received high praise both in Japan and Taiwan for his performance. Zheng urged the administration to map out a detailed plan to handle diplomatic incidents like the collision near the Diaoyutais to protect national interests. KMT legislators had called Xu a traitor and other humiliating words that incited the hostility of diehard unification advocates, he said, adding that the assault on Xu could have been avoided. In related news, the DPP released survey results yesterday saying that the majority of voters were dissatisfied with the government's handling of the Diaoyutai incident. Chen Junlin, director of the DPP's Public Opinion Survey Center, said more than 80% of those polled said they were in favor of dealing with the dispute in a peaceful manner, while 15% said they were against peaceful means. Lin Chengwei, director of the DPP's Department of International Affairs, said the nation's relations with Japan had been optimal during the past 8 years, adding that Xu's departure was bound to affect Tokyo's understanding of Taipei. Meanwhile, former Vice President Annette Liu Xiulian, who just returned from Japan, yesterday spoke out against Chinese meddling in Taiwan's dispute with Japan. She called on Ma's administration to map out a comprehensive plan to deal with the problem in the future, including formulating a maritime policy, establishing a maritime affairs ministry, and passing a basic maritime law, adding that Ma is an expert in maritime law. Liu made the remarks in Kaohsiung. Liu defended Xu and said those who had called him a traitor had gone too far, as Xu had done his best to negotiate with Tokyo over the incident. Liu said that although some had suggested that the government ask China to step in and on its behalf over the territorial dispute with Japan, this kind of strategy would only undermine Taiwan's sovereignty by leading the international community to think Taiwan is part of China. At a separate setting, Minister of National Defense Chen Zhaomin said the military and Coast Guard would protect fishing vessels whenever necessary. the minister made the remark during a meeting of the legislature's Diplomacy and National Defense Committee yesterday. He said the ministry would consider allotting battleships to the Coast Guard as most of the Coast Guard's ships are old. Coast Guard Administration Director General Wang Jinwang said the owner of the fishing boat that sank on Tuesday last week would be fined between 30,000 New Taiwanese dollars and 150,000 New Taiwanese dollars, equals to 5,000 US dollars. Tourism fishing boats must stay within 24 nautical miles, 44.4 kilometers off the coast. Obviously, the boat had crossed that line when the incident took place, Wang said. The Coast Guard will finish its evaluation of the situation and submit a report to the Council of Agriculture, he said.